Today's Gospel is the beginning of St. John's reflection on the Eucharist. So over the next few weeks, we'll be hearing about this passage from John chapter 6. It's one of the most important passages for us as Catholics to understand what we believe about the Eucharist. Today, Jesus sets the stage for us to understand what is this symbol of the Eucharist. Is it just a symbol or is it a reality? So he's beginning to help us understand that. Today's portion of John's reflection is focused on how God wants to come into our scarcity and bring his abundance. This is a common theme in the Old Testament. If we read the scriptures often, we'll see this theme coming out. If you remember the time when the Israelites were in the desert, the manna that was offered to them for those 40 years. Perhaps you remember the story of the widow and the prophet Elijah and how he gave her oil and flour for a whole year to feed Elijah and her son and herself during the time of famine. And then today's passage, we hear about the prophet Elisha bringing this abundance again, God providing for his people. This is a constant refrain in Scripture. And so it shouldn't surprise us that God wants to come into our lives and show us his abundance in our experience, in our circumstances. So often, the lives of the saints also are a story of God calling them to do some great work. And very often, it's in the face of very challenging circumstances. If you think of Mother Teresa's work for caring for the poor, and how it evolved from just her own personal call to have this great desire to be with the poor and serve them, and suddenly there's all these women coming to work alongside of her. So God brings this abundance. Maybe you know about St. John Bosco and his desire to care for the orphaned or young men who were kind of wild in Turin, Italy, and at that time not having a way to provide for them, and how God allowed him to bring a way to bring these young men to help establish the Salesian Order, which works for educating young people and helping them in poverty. Maybe you've heard of John Vianney. His story is that he was a country parish priest in a very small town in Ars, France. He was sent there to bring the faith. This is after the French Revolution, so things were kind of grim. The faith had been kind of repressed for many years. And so he's sent there, and not a lot of faith in this place. And so over the course of his work there, over time, he began to offer ways for people to come to Christ. Through his suffering, through his loving care, eventually people of this town became very fervent in the faith. And many people came from all over France and all over the world, indeed, to come and meet this priest who was a symbol for them of God's love. None of these people had great resources at their hands. They didn't have the things that they needed to draw upon to make these things happen. It was often their greatest confidence, their great confidence in God's ability to provide, that was their greatest asset. In today's gospel, Philip and Andrew, to the apostles, are looking at the people out there who, and they're kind of feeling a little overwhelmed. You can kind of get the sense, if you put yourself in their shoes, thinking, what are we going to do here? All these people are hungry. I don't have enough food, but do you have enough food, Jesus? What are we going to do? You can kind of sense they're kind of nervous about this. What are we going to do? Jesus is asking, like, what are we going to do, Philip? Come up with a solution. And, Andrew's like, yeah, there's this kid here with 5 loaves and 2 fish. But what good are they for so many? There's this real sense of, like, urgency. What are we going to do? And God shares his abundance with us. Jesus feeds the 5,000. He gives them so much that they have bread left over. Besides the fact that Jesus wanted to provide for their immediate hunger, what else might we reflect that Jesus wanted to share with them? What is he trying to tell them, even tell us? What do we suppose that the apostles were thinking about during this whole experience? Or how about the little boy? What was he thinking? Or maybe the hungry crowd, what were they thinking? If we put ourselves in their shoes, what were they pondering? And most importantly, what is Jesus trying to tell us? I don't think Jesus is trying to impress anybody, right? Because as soon as they start to say, hey, this guy's a prophet, he's the best, we should follow this guy and let's go make him king. What does he do? He runs away. So he's not trying to impress anybody. I think he's trying to help us have a certainty that we can have confidence in his ability to provide for us. He wants to help us to see that our little bit of generosity, if you think about the little generosity of the little boy who shared his lunch, it can lead to a great abundance in our lives. If you read the lives of the saints, we see this pattern again and again. They have confidence in God's ability to provide. For Mother Teresa and St. John Bosco, the Lord took care to help them find people who could give them the resources they needed to care for those children, care for the poor, care for those where they were taken care of. They didn't have those means, but the Lord provided through others. Not without suffering, not without many trials. If you read their stories or you know, are familiar with their stories, very often it's like we're down to our last dollar, our last whatever, loaf of bread, we got nothing, and what are we going to do now? And God brings whatever they need, you know? So it's amazing how God continues to share this story, and yet so often, right, in the face of need, we're like, what are we going to do? This is bad. We gotta stop doing this. This is not working. And so Jesus encourages us to trust, to have faith. Eventually, the saints begin to just simply live off of this confidence. They have great confidence in God's ability to take care of their needs because they're doing his work, right? If you're doing God's work, he's not going to let it fail, right? If it's meant to happen, if God is working through you and doing something, providing an essential thing, it's not going to fail. It's going to continue on. Now, of course, God does sometimes, you know, allow things to fail or to flop, you know. If we're not doing authentically the work of God, sometimes he does allow it to fail. Sometimes we have a great idea, right? Father Eli has a great idea. We're going to do this thing. It's going to be great. Everybody's going to love it. It's going to change the world. And it flops, right? Oh, it didn't work. Well, probably it wasn't something God wanted us to do. Maybe it was more about me than what God wanted. And so we have to be attentive and not just jump to conclusions and say, I want to do this or that, but what is God inviting us to do? Part of pastoring, part of leading the church or leading our family or being a leader in any situation is trying to discern what is God? What is God asking us to do? How is he inviting us to be a part of his plan? I find myself asking that question often. What is God wanting us to do here in these parishes? How does God want to manifest his abundance in our lives, both as individuals and as a community? It's not merely about looking around and seeing the needs, right? There's tons of needs, right? Anybody who gets the mail gets all these, right? We get mail all the time saying, we need help with this, we need help with that. There's tons of needs. The question is, what is God asking us to do? Not just to find a need and latch on and say, this is what I'm going to do, but where is God inviting us to experience his abundance? Discerning what God is inviting us to focus on. Part of discerning God's will is for us to first immerse ourselves in the life of the church, the practical living of the church, the basics. We have to be striving to live in that state of grace, attending Mass, having a life of prayer, celebrating the Eucharist in a Christ-centered way. When we celebrate the Eucharist together, knowing that Jesus is here, and we become aware of his voice in our lives, that opens the door to being led by the Holy Spirit, which is what God wants to do in our lives. He wants to lead us and guide us into that abundance. It's no small thing, right, to live this Christ-centered life. It's not an easy thing to celebrate the Mass in a way that we really pay attention to what Jesus is doing instead of being absorbed and self-absorbed with our own thoughts. So often we come to Mass with our concerns and our struggles, which is okay, right? Part of coming to the Lord is with our baggage, whatever it is, our struggles and things we're fearing or worried about. That's all part of it. But then to pay attention and to give these things over to Jesus is important. That we say, Jesus, I'm giving this to you. I don't know what to do. Whether we're Philip or Andrew or the little boy or whoever, we come to the Lord and say, I don't know what to do with this. I give it to you. Jesus is here. The whole time inviting us to be with him, to struggle with him, to offer our stuff to him, whatever it may be. Do we come with our little gifts, our little offerings, like the little boy in the gospel? Do we share a little bit to allow him to multiply it, to bring abundance? Jesus is here. He's willing to open our hearts if we're able to listen to him. And what is he saying to us? I'd love to see us go out as parishioners, to go out of our own walls into the community to do God's work. Charitable work, that's not our primary call, right? But charitable work can be the means by which we help others encounter Jesus. And that should be our focus, to help others come to know Jesus, to bring people to Christ. I know we can already do some of that outreach, and we do. You know, we have our Art Hultford Fund, which is how we help those in need who come to our parish. Maybe they need some money with for gas or help with rent or something like that. We can help those people. We can help people who come to our church. We can pray with them. But I hope someday that we can do much more than that. That we can do a lot more than that. My sense is that we really need to build up our own community to come together to know our identity as God's children. To understand and experience more deeply the love that God has for us. To have those friendships that are Christ-centered. That really help us to know Jesus more perfectly. To share that experience of pursuing and seeking Jesus in our lives. That's what we're meant to do as a church. So often, though, we're kind of unknown in our community. We have our little friend groups, but we don't know the people around us. And so I think the Lord wants to invite us into a deeper way of being together. This has been something I've been pondering. It's been on my heart since I arrived here. And I hope that we can begin to seek ways to deepen and grow this Christ-centered community here. It starts here at the Mass, right? We're here. This is where it begins. Knowing that God wants us to experience His abundance. And it stems from our life of prayer and our own conversions. Mother Teresa, St. John Bosco, John Vianney, all the saints, that's how their story begins, right? Their ability to do great things started first with their own encounter with the Lord, their own relationship with Jesus. That's how it begins. And their understanding of the Lord will provide for the work that they're called to do. It starts when we're being rooted in the sacramental life of the church. And then if we are paying attention, Jesus will actually send us out. He will send us on mission. He will give us what it is we're called to do. He will show us what our apostolic work ought to be. We won't need to create our own projects. We won't merely be doing good deeds. The Lord will show us His work. Remember the apostles. They followed Jesus for 3 years. 3 long years. Think about your own formation. Maybe you went to school for many years to do what you do. Maybe in some way you've been growing and experienced over the course of your life, and so now you're an artisan in your work, whatever that might be. We're all formed in different ways. But God is calling us, I think, to come closer to Him, to be formed after His own heart. So I think we do need to be formed. We need to allow the Holy Spirit to speak to us, to guide us in the Mass, in prayer, in the Scriptures. Let's patiently invite Christ to show us His abundance. Now, for some of you, you're already ready, right? You're already to go out, to go deeper. Some of us may still be wrestling with the idea of what it is and how it is that we can live a Christ-centered life. And some of us here may yet need to encounter the Lord in a real and true way. But no matter where we are, the Lord wants us to experience His abundance, not scarcity. And that begins here in the Eucharist.